Okay, Memzayin Amid Aleph, the first of the wide lines, 47A3. This is a new Gemara. This Gemara was mentioned earlier in the first parak, but basically it's in, for this, as far as we're concerned here, this is a new Gemara. Amid Avraf said, Mekadesh B'milva, if somebody does Kedushin to a woman with a loan. In other words, according to this, it means he says to the woman, he lent the woman money yesterday, a day before, whenever. Comes to the woman and said, you have a Kodeshes to me with that loan. Okay? Even though, according to the way that Rishonim learned the Gemara, even though Rav means that you don't have to pay me back the debt. But he doesn't say so clearly. What he's saying is, become a Kodeshes to me with the loan. Okay? So he says, Einam a Kodeshes. It's not a good Kedushin. Why? So the Gemara says, like we learned in the first parak, Milva Leitza Nitna Milva alone was made to spend. Therefore, even if she has the money, this is what the Gemara learned, even according to Rav, even if she has the money, Lepel, he didn't give her anything now. Because he gave her the loan was made to spend, and therefore, even though there is money left, more than the Peruta, it's still not Mekudeshes. So the Gemara asked the question, that's what Rav said. So the Gemara said, this should be a machlekes of tanoim. Why? Because it says, "Amekadish b'milva ain't a mekudeshes." In the Brayse, it says, if a man does kedusha with a woman, it's not a good kedusha. V'yashem in a mekudeshes. And some people say it is a good kedusha. Okay? So again, the Gemara says, "Michael live come mefilgi." This is probably what the argument is. Marsava one holds, Milva leitzon, now the first opinion that says, Eina mekudeshes, holds, a loan is made to spend. Therefore, even if the money is not there, even if the money is there, it's not there. And the other opinion says, Marsava milva lav leitzon, milva is not given to spend, meaning that if there's money left, then the Kedusha would be valid. Obviously, if nothing's left, then it wouldn't be valid. It wouldn't be good. Okay? So this is, Zumar says, L'cha'era, Rav's din, that says, Mekadesh b'milva, ain't a Mekadeshes, because milva lahitza nitna, is a machlekes of Tanaim. It's clear that Mekadesh b'milva Mekadeshes, ain't a Mekadeshes. The second opinion says Mekadeshes. Most probably, the Gemara said, what are they arguing about? If milva is made to spend or not. So the Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Tizbira. That explanation doesn't make sense. That the reason is because milva is made to spend or not. Why? Because Eima Sefer, look at the end of that Braisa. The end of the Braisa says that even though the Tanoim are arguing by Kedushin, if it's good with the milver or not, nevertheless, v'shavim b'mecher, that if it's a case of selling, okay, then shezakonah, the guy could do it. Meaning like this. The end of the braisa says, what happened? I lent you money yesterday. Yesterday I lent you money. Now I come over to you and say, okay, I'm selling you a field for the money I gave you yesterday. Okay? So everybody says it's good. It's a good transaction. It's a good kinyan. So Gemara says, if you're saying that the loan is non-existent, so how did the guy acquire the field? In other words, there has to be a kinyan. Right? Money is a kinyan. But if you're saying the rule is milva lahitza nitna means the money I gave you yesterday is non-existent, even if it is, it's non-existent, so with what is he acquiring the field? He has to give him something. You need a kinyan of kesef. So obviously, the braisa that says that both opinions agree that if it's milva, if it's field, you could do it with a milva, then you can't say that the argument, if by Kedushin is good or not, is dependent if milva lahitzonit or not. Because if the concept is milva lahitzonit, the money is given, it's gone, it's not here, so why is it good by selling? By selling, how could it be good? You're not giving him anything. So Amr Rav Nachman answers like this. Hu nechavrin Hunar friend, Rav Huna meaning, Mukum la b'mila achirin achere, he explains the braisa completely differently. He said it's not talking about alone. It's not talking about alone at all. Even though the Mishnah, the braisa is in the Kadri b'milva, he says nothing to do with alone. What's the story? He said like this. The cases of the mission of the Braisa, which is an argument if it's Mekudeshes or not, is a different story. Man says to the woman, become Mekudeshes to me with $100. He gives her a stack of bills. He says, with this $100. And then you find out they're only 99. Okay? A guy says to a woman, become a Kodeshes to me with $100, and he gives her 99. So what's the Shaila? So then the Machlekes is, Mekodeshes or Ainu Mekodeshes? And why are they using the expression Milva? Right? How does it get to the expression Milva? So Mefarshim explained very simply. He said 100, and he gave her 99. So he owes her one. So it's like a loan of a dollar that he lends her. So this, but the Mishnah is not talking about a normal case. Mekadesh b'milva, a guy lent her money, and now he says, "Become mekadeshes to me with that money." That may be everybody holds a grav that ain't a mekadeshes. What?
You don't say this is hefnish betaut by mistake because he told he had $100, but it was 99.
The question, no, the Gemara is going to explain. What's the argument? Because the pearl, the Braisa says, and the Mekudeshes, and another opinion says Mekudeshes. So what's the argument? The Braisa says like this. Mar Savar, one opinion says, Ksifa la milsa la mitve. She's embarrassed to ask him for the money. And therefore the Kedushin is invalid. Because what did he tell her? He said 100. What did he give her? 99. So one opinion says, you know what, it's not going to be a good Kedushin. Because she's not going to ask him for the dollar. She's embarrassed. And the pearl, she never got what he said. And the other opinion says, like Sifala Milsala Midba, she's not embarrassed to ask him. And therefore the Kedushin is indeed valid. But he owes her the dollar. In other words, the question is, does the woman think she's going to get the $100 or not? One opinion says, the woman knows she's going to get $100. She's going to ask him for it. Okay? Right now, he didn't give it to her yet, so it's a loan. But that opinion says, Mekudeshes. Because in her mind, she thinks, you know what, I'm going to get it. Not today, tomorrow, but I'll get the $100. The other opinion says, no, she's embarrassed to ask. So she's not going to ask. So she won't get it. If she won't get it, it's not a good Kedush. But it has nothing to do with Rav's din, of the simple din of Mekadesh b'milva, when you want to do Kedusha with a regular loan.
It's just more than one fruit, or why did the kid if it's missing on that?
Because he said, you see, if he says to her, he gives her a stack of bills, and he said, become Kedushas to me with this, even though maybe he thought it was 100, she maybe thought it was 100, but the pearl, he never said 100. And he gave her 99, and she accepted it. She accepted it. But when he says 100, that's what she thinks. That's what she wants. If a guy says to a woman, Hare Am Kedushin is $20, and he gives her $10, it's not a good Kedushin. Because she, her 20, that's what she agreed to. She wants 20, not 10. It's more than a pruta, but that's not what she agreed. If a guy says to a woman, become a Kedushas to me, here, I'm going to give you $10, become a Kedushas to me, yeah? And the woman says, no, I want 20. Even if she takes it, she's obviously not a Kedushas because she said clearly, I want 20. So when he says 100, it has to be what he said.
But if the bill was in an envelope, and he said it was 20, but it was actually 10.
Even if he made a mistake, it's not good.
It's not good.
No. Unless if he said it in such a way, become a Kedushas to me with this. It's with this, whatever this is. He never said an amount.
But if he said it's with the $20, which is in the envelope, and it turns out to be 10, then
correct.
It's not.
Yes, correct. That's why by the din, by the way, you know, today by Kedushin, you use a plain gold ring, nothing on it. Okay? In Halacha, if it has engravings on it, it's not a problem. You know, it's a design on it. We don't do it, but halachically it's not a problem. But if you have a diamond, it's not a good kedushin. The guy comes over to a woman and says, and it's a diamond ring, it's a very big shaila, the Gemara says, and the kedushin. Why? Because she might think the diamond's worth $10,000. And it's only worth $5,000. So when she saw this diamond, she said, wow, it's $10,000, okay. And then it happened to be $5,000, it's also no good. Or the other way is also no good. Hit the leshvach, if you tricked her, it made the worst, and you gave her better, like for instance, if you say, Hariyat Mekdash shall see with $5,000, and he gives her $10,000, it's also not a good kedushin. Because like Gemara says later, maybe she doesn't want 10, maybe she wants only 5.
No meeting of the mind.
No meeting of the mind. And Kedushin has to be him acquiring her and she giving herself over. In order for her to give herself over, she needs to do it with the proper thing of what she knows what she's doing. And no mistakes. Now, so why, so the Mefarshim explained, so why, in this case, what happened? He said $100 and he gave her 99, right? So one opinion says, Einam Kodeshes. Why? Because she's embarrassed to ask. Yet, the Brisa continues and says, by sale of land, it would be good. Why? Why isn't the same issue? So the Mefarshim explained, there's a difference between buying something and getting something, so to speak, for free. By Kedusha, should be embarrassed to ask. By a sale, if I say to you, I'm selling it to you for 100 and you give me 99, I'm going to ask you for the dollar. It's not the same thing. Over there, it's total business. Right? Here, she's giving herself over to him. So over there, she might be embarrassed to ask. But when it's a cold business transaction, they're not going to be embarrassed. He gave me 99 instead of 100. I'm going to say, hey, you shortchanged me. So therefore, it would be a good kedushin. But this is why how the Gemara answers, because according to the first way of learning, like the Gemara thought, that if Mekadesh B'milva means a loan that he gave her yesterday, and it's Neinim B'Kodesh is because he's not giving her anything, then how could it be good by sale? Then by sale, the Gemara says, it should also not be good. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not that type of milva. The story is, he said he's giving 100, he gave her 99. One opinion says Mekadeshes, one opinion says Ainu Mekadeshes. One opinion says she's embarrassed to ask for it, so she knows she's not going to get it, but she wanted 100. So it's not a good Kedushin. The other opinion says she asked for 100, she's going to get 100, and she'll ask for it. But by land, by sale, then for sure it's going to be good. So now the Gemara asks, there's a question and this is an explanation from another Gemara. Rabbi Lazar says, what's the case? If Skatfili B'mana become a Kodeshes to me with $100. And Nasim La Dinar. And he gives only one dinar. $1. Kimon is 100 dinar. He says to the lady, become a Kodeshes to me with 100 dinar. Right? Lepel, what does he give her? One. So Rabbi Lazar says, Mekodeshes the Yashlim. It's a good Kedushin, but he owes her the rest of the money. That's Mamish, only according to what? Lemek Tanoi. This should be according to the Tanoim. Because one opinion says it's good, one opinion says it's no good. Right? So is this the argument that the Brais is talking about? So Gemara says no. I'll tell you. The Gemara says, everybody in the Braisa would hold in Rabbi Lazar's case, it is a good Kedushin. Why? Most is very simple. If you say 100 and you give her 99, she's embarrassed to ask for the dollar. But if you tell her 100 and he gives her 1, she's not going to be embarrassed to ask for the other 99. So for there, she knows she gets it. Well, you see, earlier than yesterday. Amr said, Mar says, I'll tell you. Manacha said, Dina, when he says 100, Eddie gives him 99. Ksefa le milsa le midva. It's a small amount, it's one dinar. She's not going to ask for it. But mana chasid tisha matesha. But if he says to her, I'm going to give you 100, and he gives only one, then, like Sifa Lamilsa, she's not going to be embarrassed. And therefore, it's good kedushin. And therefore, it could be that everybody holds like Rabbi Loza's opinion. Because if she accepts the dinar, by the way, this is only if she accepts the dinar. You know, if a guy says to a lady, okay, I'm going to give you $100, here's $1 meanwhile. And she says, no. You know, that's not what I want. Then it's not a good kedushin. Here she accepted the dollar. Right? So Gemara says, why isn't this the argument if she's embarrassed to ask for it or not? So Gemara says, over here she's not going to be embarrassed. Because over here, it's $99 he shortchanged her, she's going to ask for it. If it's $1, maybe not. But $99 she'll ask for it. Then the Gemara says like this. Macy, I'll ask you another shaila and Raf's position of Mekadesh b'milva ena Mekodeshes. Says, Ha'em eli'isha iskachli b'pikodin sheyashli b'yodecha. The story is like this. A man gives a woman something to watch. A pikodin. And he says to her, so whose is it? It's the man's. Right? Now he comes to the woman and says, become Mekodeshes to me with this pikodin. So l'cheira now, he is giving her something. Milva, the Gemara says, is made to spend. That money is gone. It's the woman's money. Right now, I'm not giving her anything. But by Pikodin, he didn't give it to the woman. She's watching it for him. It's his. So now if he says, the Pikodin that I have in your house, become a Kodeshes to me. Okay, but what's the case? And then she goes, Umatsosha Nigna Vayovit. The guy says, you know this, this book you're watching for me in the house. Become Mekodeshes to me with it. She says, oh, great. She goes to find the book. It's stolen or lost. It's not around. So what's the din? The Braisa says, Im nishtaye mena shava pruta. If a pruta is left from the Pikodin, Mekodeshes. Vim lav, ain't a Mekodesh. If not, it's not a good Kedush. Okay? Huh?
Why not? Imagine he gave her and then she lost it. That's the problem.
But he didn't give, she didn't acquire it yet. She has to pick it up.
She
sure.
She's in her possession. She's in her house.
But she has to go and get it. Now, b'milva, now the Braisa continues. But by a loan, if the man lets her keep the money that he lent her, even if a cent wasn't left from it, okay, Mekodeshes is a good Kedushin. What does this Braisa mean? Because what is she gaining now? This opinion holds, not Rav's opinion. This opinion holds, he's forgiving the loan. And this opinion says, if you forgive the loan, then he's giving her something right now. Rav said before in the Gemara, said that doesn't work. Because you're not telling her. See, everybody would say, if a man lent a woman $100, okay? And then, the next day, the man goes over to the woman and says, you know what? Become Mekodeshes to me by the fact that you don't have to pay me the loan. Then if everybody says Mekodeshes. Because right now, he's giving her something definitely worth a prut. He's giving her something $100. Right? Because he's saying clearly, with the fact that you don't have to pay me back the loan. But this is not the case by Mekadesh B'milva. The guy is not saying, according to Rav, become Mekodeshes to me with the fact that you don't have to pay me back the loan. He says, become mekudeshes to me with the money I gave you yesterday. Even though now she doesn't have to pay it back. Because that's what it means. But that's not what he said. So in her mind, she's becoming mekudeshes with the money that he gave her, and that's non-existent. This braisa holds, by milveh it is mekudeshes. Why? Because right now he is giving her something. What's he giving her? The fact that she doesn't have to repay the loan, he's giving her now something.
Even though she has spent it, the loan?
Yeah. Listen, if I lent you $1,000, okay, and you spent it, I say, you know what? You don't have to pay me back the loan. How much did I just give you? Right now, I gave you $1,000. $100, whatever. But Rav doesn't agree with that point. Rav says, if I say clearly with the fact that you don't have to pay me back, then it's good. But here he's saying, I'm a Kaddish, become a Kaddish to me with the money I gave you yesterday. That money is not here anymore. Even if it is, it's not. Rav Shimon, Allah's amen, Mishum Rav Meir, Milva alone, Harehu Kepikadin. It's like a pikadin. And therefore, he holds, if there's a pruta left of the loan, it's good. And if not, it's no good. The first opinion says, by milva, even if nothing's left, it's good, because you're forgiving the loan. The second opinion, Rabbi Lazar, in the name of Ramei, he holds a kraf. You are giving her the money. So if there's money left, then you're giving it to her. And otherwise, you're not giving her anything. So the Gemara says, what's the thing? Ad kanli pligi, what is the argument between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim? Shimon ben Elazar. And the Chachamim, he said like this, milva alfa gavdalin ishtayim imenu hesheva prut. By milva, even though nothing is left from it, it's still considered a good kedushin. Why? Because you're forgiving the loan. Umar Sav and the other one holds in the shtayit emenu shava pruta, that if a pruta is remaining from it, yes, be loin ishtayim emenu shava pruta, and if a pruta is not left, loy, it's not good. But everybody would hold, if you do it with a milva, and there's money left, everybody would hold mekudeshes. So it's a contradiction on Rav. Rav says in all cases, mekadesh b'milva eina mekudeshes, this braisa, the only argument is if there's a cent left or not. But if there would be money left, everybody would say with the loan, it's a good loan. And Rav says no. So it's a question on Rav's opinion. So the Gemara says, Amalei, this is a very interesting expression of the Gemara now. V'tizbira, do you think this braisa is correct? Mishabeshtihi, it's a wrong braisa. Huh? Mistake. Yeah, but it means actually a mistake. Now, we learned this, we discussed this many times. A Mishnah cannot be wrong. Because Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Nasi organized. Okay? There's no such thing as a wrong Mishnah. The Gemara could say something's missing in the Mishnah, you know, switch around opinions. But you can't say a Mishnah is wrong. Because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi with all the Chachamim made it. But I say, which means outside, meaning things that are not left in the Mishnah, they were left outside of the Mishnah. So many times the Gemara says we're wrong. And in fact, the Gemara has an expression, a braisa that wasn't learned in the yeshiva Rav Chiya and Rav Eshiya is not necessarily correct. Because Rav Chiya and Rav Eshiya were the top students of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, they were in charge of the braisas. So if they didn't learn it in their yeshiva, it wasn't necessarily correct. But Rav is going to prove now from the text of the braisa that it's wrong. In other words, Gemara is asking a question on Rav from the braisa, yeah? So Rav says, 1 minute. Rav says, the braisa is wrong. You can't ask a question on Rav from an incorrect braisa. Why is the braisa incorrect? It's a very simple. Hai pikadin hechidami. What was the case, the original case of the braisa? A guy says to a woman, become a kodeshes to me with this deposit. Yeah? And she agrees. She goes and looks, and she sees it's not left. So what did the Baisa say? If there's a pruta left, it's mukadeshes. If not, it's not mukadeshes. Rava said, that din doesn't make sense. That din, to say, if there's a pruta left, it's a good kedushin from the pikadon. If there's no pruta left, it's not a good kedushin. Rava says, that din doesn't make sense. Why? He said, very simple. Hi, pikadon echidam, what type of pikadon are you talking about? If the woman accepts the responsibility, if it got stolen or lost, so milva is the same thing as a loan that she has to repay. Right? Like we learned, if you get paid to watch Shemir Sachar, if it's stolen or lost, you have to pay. Right? So if she has to pay it, then why is it different than a loan? If it was stolen or lost, she owes the guy money now. It's not any different than any loan. And he says, either like Kibbul Olav Achrayis, and if she didn't accept Achrayis for this object that he gave her, Yochi, why does it say in the Sefer? Milva Alfo Pishnei Nishtai Meneshova Prutu Mekudeshes. The Braisa starts off like this. There's a difference between Pikodin and Milva. Right? What did the Baisa say? By Pikodin, if there's a Pruta left, it's good. If there's no Pruta left, it's not good. Correct? Then it says, but by a loan, even if there's nothing left, it's good. Correct? So the question is, why are you going from Pikodin to loan? You can differentiate the case in Pikodin itself. If she accepted Achrayis, then it's no good. If she didn't accept Achrayis, then it is good. That's what it should have said. Why are you going from Pikodin to Milva? You could differentiate within Pikodin itself. The fact that the Braisa doesn't shows that there's no difference if the accepted responsibility or not. And that doesn't make sense, so the Braisa is wrong. In other words, like he says, we'll just see him say, Niflug v'nista b'didah, let him differentiate in the din of Pikodin itself. Meaning, b'med v'arim amurim, when is the kedushin be good? Shalei kibla l'achrayis, if she didn't receive responsibility. Therefore, if there's a pruta left, it's good. If not, not. Avo kibla l'achrayis, but if she accepted responsibility, afa gavdol in ishtayim and a shava pruta. Even though if there's no shava pruta, Mukadeshes. Why? Because what's he basically doing? He's forgiving the loan. If she's responsible to pay it back, and he says forget it, then he's giving her something. The way you have to learn the Braisa is a different way completely. The opposite way of what the Braisa said. In the Braisa it says, by Pikodin, if there's a pruta left, it's good. No pruta left, it's no good. But by Milva, our original text of the Braisa says, even if there's nothing left, it's mukadeshes. He said, that's wrong. That's not what the Braisa is saying. The Braisa is saying, even though a pruta is left, it's ena mukadeshes. Because mekadesh b'milva ena mekadeshes. Exactly like Rav says. So in other words, the bottom line is back to where it started. Rav says mekadesh b'milva ena mekadeshes. Even though there's a machlekes tanorim mekadesh b'milva ena mekadeshes, he said, no, that's not that argument. That argument is when he promised her 100 and gave her 99. If it's good or not. Then the Gemara asked from this braisa that said by a milva, even if there's no pruta left, it's mukadeshes. That means it's a loan. So you see, mukadesh b'milva is mukadeshes, not like Rav. So Rav said, what are you talking about? The braisa is wrong. That's not what the braisa is saying. The braisa is saying, on the contrary, by loan, even if there's a pruta left, it's no good. Because it was made to spend. And milva is laid on it now. Okay, so he says, even then, it ain't a mekudeshes. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Eimer Mishum Rav Meir, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says in the name of Rav Meir, that what? Milva areu kepikodin. Milva is like kepikodin. Why? Because again, if there's a pruta left, it's Mekudeshes. Because right now, he holds, if there's a Pruta left, he's giving her something now, and it's Mekudeshes. Even though we don't, you know, we don't hold like it. According to Rav, at least. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. B'maika mifligi. What is the argument between Rav and Rav Shimon ben Elazar? You know Rav can't argue with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but he holds the other opinion. Meaning like this. Rav says, you can never do Kedusha with a milveh. No matter if there's money left or not, you can't. Right? Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, if there's a pruta left, you could. Right? So there's a big argument over here. Rav says you cannot do Kedusha with the loan, even if there's money left over that she didn't spend yet. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, no, if there's a pruta left from the loan, if she has it, it's a good Kedusha. So Gemara is going to try to figure out what is that argument. Why does one hold by a loan if there's a pruta left, it's good? And why does Rav hold by a loan even if there's a pruta left, it's no good? Like, what's the... what's the explanation? So he says like this. Amir Rabbi says, Ashkechino l'rabbonim bevei Rav. I found the scholars in the yeshiva sitting, and they explain what is the argument over here. This is an interesting argument. Okay. Now, meaning like this. When I lend you $1,000, and you didn't spend a cent of it yet, is it my money or your money? I lend you $1,000, but you didn't spend it yet. Until you spend it, whose money is it? Mine or yours?
Yes.
No, that's only if you spend it.
But once he's given,
there's going to be two opinions about this. And I'm just saying the concept. The concept is like this. If I give you money and you spend it, so obviously you have a right to spend it. Once you spend it, it's yours. Correct?
If you don't spend it, it's yours.
No. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it, I give you money to spend. As long as you didn't spend it, it's mine. Well, why? It's in the Gemara. I'll give you a similar case. You come to my house to be a guest. To eat, yeah? I put food in front of you. This is the main course. Yeah? You didn't start eating yet. Can I take away the food?
Whatever you want. It's your food.
Think about it for a second. Can I take back the food?
Yeah.
Obviously, if you started eating it, I can't say, give me back what you ate. Because I gave it to you to eat and you ate it. But before you ate it, can I say, I'm sorry, give me back.
You could.
Well, if you acquired it already... The whole question of halacha, when does a guest acquire the food?
Yeah?
Some opinions say, when you start eating it, and you start swallowing it, that's when you acquire it.
The whole thing, even the
rest of it. That's what we're going to see in the Gemara here. I mean, Gemara's not talking about eating with food, okay? But I'm just bringing up Stam as a similar scenario. Remember I mentioned many times, so with the Coke can, a Coke bottle. There were two girls, friends. And one went to the other one's house. She gave her a can of Coke. She opened up, she won a few $100,000. You know, every day you use those things. You know, you're a big winner.
Right.
Okay. So, we went to court, by the way. It was a whole court case. In the secular, it wasn't the Yiddish guy, but there was a court case. Because the host girl, said, it's my can. But she said, no, you gave it to me. to drink, it's mine. I mean, they're not friends anymore, by the way.
Sure.
But they went to court. I don't remember what the court ruled on it, but it was hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was a very big prize. Okay? Today it's not relevant, but years ago when the mileage program first came out, yeah, for the airlines, so you're able to transfer miles from one person to the next, right? So let's say I brought you out to me to speak. Okay, I paid you a ticket to come to me to speak. Yeah? So I gave you a ticket. Who gets the mileage? No, this is a shaila. Think about it. It's a question. Who gets the miles?
Everything, or only this?
No,
this.
If you're buying the
let's say you get 5,000 miles. Okay? Who gets those 5,000 miles? The one that paid for the ticket, or the one that flew?
I think the one paid for the ticket sounds right.
Okay, I'm just saying that, you know, but I'm saying you have these cases over here.
Miles for the flight, or miles for the acquisition of the ticket, or either way.
Well, so the
question is, you get miles for spending $300 in a card, and then the ticket guy, and once you get 5,000 miles for the travel.
Yeah, but LePoil, then if you bought a ticket and didn't fly, you still got the miles. I believe.
If you bought a ticket, then you don't
fly.
You get the miles for the...
I don't know, today I don't know, but then I think they did.
The Coke is it, when I gave you a Coke, I gave only the drink. You cannot take the can with you.
She can't take the can home?
No.
1 minute.
I take the plate home too?
But the can of Coke is not China. It's not an expensive thing. I give you a can, you take it home, no?
The whole thing. The principle is...
If I pour you a cup like this, of soda, you can't walk out with it. You have to leave me the cup.
No, because that's yours. Because
it's made to throw out.
No, but the bottle is yours, because it's I got it here.
No. Okay, the shul is allowing you to drink soda, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you pour yourself a cup, can you take it home? If you're in the middle of drinking, can
you? Yeah, you think it's going to win $100,000, let's say. Yeah. Mine was at the shul.
Well, the question is like this, when the shul...
That was the case with the coke.
The question is, if the shul knew that cap was $100,000, would they give it to the person? Of course not.
1 minute. If I sell you a piece of land...
Yeah.
No, it's not true. If I sell you a piece of land, and I didn't know there were diamonds in the land,
right,
and later you find diamonds in the land, the deal's still a deal.
Right. Okay.
Right? Because you didn't know. I mean, that if you would have known, you wouldn't have sold it. Yeah, but LePoil, you sold it. And the Kenyan is there. The Kenyan is there. And you coin it. And let's see it inside the Gemara. So Gemara says like this. The Milvah B'shuz B'ailam Al-Chazar of Adin Leitzin Kamifligi. The Machlaik is between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Al-Azhar, or Rav and Rav Shimon Al-Azhar, either way you look at it. It's speaking, the Milvah B'shuz B'ailam Al-Chazar, that when a loan that he didn't begin spending yet, about giving it back, okay, for anything that happens, or if something accidental happens to it. In other words, the question is, when do you gain the ownership of the loan? When you spend it, or when I give it to you? Okay, this is the machlekes over here, when there's money left. Okay, Marsav, the Tanakhama says, Milve b'shus leve kaima. The loan is in the hands of the borrower. Okay? Therefore, the lender has no decision anymore. V'adin le'eintzim, the same thing, if accidents happen to the money, it's only the responsibility of the borrower. And therefore, he says, it's einam mekudeshes. The loan, until you spend it, is in the jurisdiction of the owner, under the ownership of the malva. The meaning, the lender must absorb the loss. Okay? According to Rav Shimon al-Azhar, it's a very interesting thing, the way the Gemara is learning it now. We'll see if the Gemara keeps it or not. But according to this, what happens if I lend you money? And this is a very important machlekes. I lend you money. I lend you $1,000. Obviously to spend. But you didn't spend it. And then an accident happened to the money. It was stolen, whatever. Who gets the loss? That's only your hold. If you hold, sure, the borrower acquires it when he got the money. Because this opinion says, I'm giving you the money to spend. Until you spend it, I didn't give it to you yet. And therefore, that opinion holds, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that is still in the reshus of the malve. Now, if it's in the reshus of the malve, and now he says a mekadesh b'milve, as long as there's a pruta left, whatever is left is still the malvis. Because you only acquire the money you spent, but the money you didn't spend is the malvis. So as long as there's a pruta left, the malve is giving something to the woman. He's giving her a shava pruta. So then it would be a good kedusha. The Tana Kama says, Einam Kedushas, because he says as soon as you give the money to the loiva, it's the loiva's money. Meaning, if something happens to the money, the loiva is responsible, not the malva. Therefore, the money is completely the loiva. Therefore, you come down Mekadesh b'milva, you're not giving her anything, says Einam Kedushas.
I don't see the first logic.
Yes, please. What's the first logic?
If you give it to the borrower, he's responsible. Either he spent it or not spent it, or you are responsible for it. But how can we say is that if you don't start spending it, you know, is that the reshut of the malve?
Because this opinion says, as Gemara is soon going to explain, that this is the same thing as I give you something to use. I lend you a car. Yes, you much. I lend you a car. Right? Whose car is it? Who has usage of it? When you use it, you have a right to use it. But whose car is it? Mine. He said the same thing as by Milva. By Milva, I'm giving you the money. When you spend it, it becomes yours. Until you spend it, it's mine.
It's a condition or no?
It's not a clear condition. Because if you make a clear condition like that, for sure there's no shaila. Then everybody agrees that's a condition. But meanwhile, I mean, Rav is going to disagree with this yeshiva of Rav. Okay, Rabbi said, I was by the yeshiva Rav, and this is what they were discussing. That what's the machleik is by milva. If there's a pruta left, it's mukadesh, it's according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar. According to Chachamim, regardless, it's saying the mukadesh. Yeah? So he says, the argument is, when does the loiva get it? When he spends it, even before. Rav, by the way, when Rav says, mukadesh, milva, and mukadesh, right? That means, obviously, he holds like the Tana Kama, not like Shimon Elazar. Because he says, even if there's money left over, it's no good. Because Rav holds, and that's the aloha, by the way. The build aloha is, when you give something to the loiva, it's the loiva's. Reb Shimon Elazar, which is a Das Yochid, he holds that no, it's the lenders, until the, it's the malvers, until you start spending it. What do you want? So Rabbi said to them, that's what they said. So Rabbi said, I said to them, no. Because they said, whether about both about giving it back or if an accident happens to the money, if he has to give it back or not. So Rabbi said, you know what? No. By as far as accident happens, as soon as I give you the money, b'shul sleiv kaima. Why? Legarda Mishael, it's not any worse than something with an item which is borrowed. Ma Shaila Dahodra Ba'ena, just like Shaila, when I lend you something, you have to give it back as is, and therefore Chai Ba'ensim, Yechai for Ensim. Milva Lekoshkin, for sure money you have to give back as it is. Meaning you have to give back the money I gave you. Elahocha, the argument is Milva Beshuz Ba'alim Lechazori Ika Ba'enayu. Only as far as retraction. In other words, if an accident happened to the money, Rabbi says, I disagree with Rav's yeshiva. I say that everybody says that the loiv is responsible for. The borrower is responsible for. The only difference is if it's the malva. I mean, the nabam. Can the malva change his mind before the guy spends his money or not? That's the only difference. But Rabbi also learns, Lepoel, that the machlekes is until you spend the money, whose money is it? Rav Shimon Elazar says it's the malvis, the malvis, and the chacham, it's the lenders, the levis. And obviously, Rav is going to hold like the Tanakhama. Okay.